sin. One of these days I'm going to get a new body and I'm not going to sin. I'm not going to get sick. We're not going to die. We're not going to age. All of those things are true. And I look forward to one of these days having a body that'll never sin. Don't you look forward to that? Can you imagine having a body that doesn't sin and doesn't get sick and will never die? That's what's going to happen here before long. But right now, we're living in a flesh body, and we have to fight against our flesh. And that's a constant thing. It's going to be like that really all of our days. You're not going to have a time until we get to heaven that we won't have to battle with our flesh. It's always going to be a problem with us. So we got to keep ourselves strong spiritually. And I will give you some things that helps keep you strong. Helps keep you strong. The first one is you need regular study of the Scriptures. And I like to call that private study or private worship. Now, I'm a pastor, so I study all the time. But you can't study just to get sermons. And if that's what you do, you know what's going to happen? You just completely dry up. Have you ever had that, brother? Have you ever had it happen to you? And you just completely dry up. That's exactly what happens. So if you don't do your private worship, that's exactly what will happen. You'll drift. You'll also drift spiritually. You have to have regular Bible study, and I like to call that private study. I love to do that. Every day of your life, you should go in. I mean, everybody should have a place where they study. I got my own study at the house, and I'm sure some of you have a study at the house, but you need to have one. And you need to have a time, and a place where you can go in and you have a pen and a paper and a Bible and you study. And there's a lot of helps online. If you got a computer, there's a lot of helps online. There's a thing called eSword that's free. And it's got all kinds of wonderful helps that you can take advantage of, all kinds of commentaries. They're all free. But we should take advantage of all of those things so that we can be strong. How? Strong spiritually. How do we get strong? We get strong by taking in the Scriptures, by learning and growing in the Word of God. So we must keep ourselves strong. Another way to keep yourself strong is this is something that's a little bit more difficult now, but I put it in there. Regular study of the Scripture, done said that, but not forsaking God's house. We still need to be in God's house. It's a place of public. You need private worship, right? You need private worship, but you also need public worship. You need both of them. And that's important for God's people to do that. That's how you battle the flesh. What happens if you take a Christian person and they start to drift, and what will happen over time is they could possibly fall into sin, and I've seen that happen before. And it begins with the forsaking of God's house, getting out of the Scriptures, getting away from God's people, all these different things. And then over time, they'll start missing a meeting. Then over time, a little bit longer, they'll miss another meeting. Till before long, all three of them's gone, or ever how many you got. But all three of them will be gone. I don't want to give that up, do you? I like all three meetings. And one of these days, I hope to have Sunday school back open again. We need those meetings. We need them. And this is all part of public worship. You need public worship and you need private worship. All God's people needs that. And you know what that does, don't you? It keeps you strong. When somebody gets weak and they quit doing the things they need to do to keep themselves strong, you can just see them drift and drift and drift. And it's not a happy sight to behold. So, number one, this message title is The Battle of the Flesh. And that's a battle we have to fight how often? Every day. Now, I want to tell you something. I don't trust myself. Do you trust yourself? I don't. So that's why I know I need to fight daily this battle of the flesh. I know I need the Scriptures. I know I need prayer. I know I need to pray every day, several times a day. Well, I think it's the more the merrier, don't you think? The more you pray. Maybe something's bothering you, you need to pray. Maybe something's hurt you, you need to pray. But you pray. And there has to be something that you do. Now, let me tell you something else. I think it's important to have times when you pray. If you don't set apart a time to do it, let me tell you, you won't do it. Anything that's worth setting a time for, it's something that God's people need to do, like public worship, private worship. I think that's what God's people should do. So there needs to be times that you set apart to worship your God. You know something we got? We got this. 66 books filled with all types of teaching. I just think about the old saints going by that never had their own copy. You ever think about it? They didn't have their own copy. They might have had pieces of one. But beloved, the Lord has given us our own copy. I got several of them at home. And I even got things, concordances and all these helps that we can look things up. And we should use them. And what does that do for us? It keeps us strong. So we must keep ourselves strong spiritually. Keeping ourselves in God's house, habitual prayer times and habitual Bible study. And that'll affect the whole congregation. Makes you stronger. Worry is a sin, but I worry at times about people's study. I wonder about their study. I wonder how much they pray and things of that nature. Because that's important for God's people to stay strong. So, the battle of the flesh is what we fight that battle of the flesh every day. And how do we fight it? We must keep ourselves strong. How? Keep yourself strong spiritually. By keeping yourself in God's house, in God's Word, around God's people, that's what we should do. And that keeps us strong. Number two, Psalms 101 and verse 3. Let's go ahead and turn to that one. Psalms 101 should sound familiar to you. Psalms 101 and the verse 3. We're looking at the battle of the flesh and how to fight the flesh. First way we do it is we keep ourselves strong spiritually. You got it? Now, number two, here's the second way we battle the flesh. And it's this one is Psalms 101 and the verse 3. And I want you to notice what it says. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave unto me. Now notice what the verse said. Isn't that a beautiful little text right there? He says, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Now that can cover a lot of ground, didn't it? And one of the things God's people should do, I mean, it's different than it used to be. You can pipe into your computer, You can pipe into your home things that doesn't belong there that could cause you to fall over time. So that's why it's so very important that you set no wicked thing before your eyes. Don't do it. Once you set your eyes upon wickedness, what's going to happen over time is that thought will become an action. You'll seek to do what you think about in your mind. It's a dangerous thing. So, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Let's look at Proverbs 15 and verse 3. Got a mark on that. I hope it's something. Proverbs 15 and the verse 3. Oh, hey, man. This is the one I like. I'm glad this is the one I got here. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3. We're talking about the eyes right now. I'll set no wicked thing before my what? Eyes. Does that include television? Does that include movies? That includes all of those kinds of things. And you know what's bad about that, don't you? Sometimes your children watch the same things because it's ready accessible for you. And guess what? Nobody knows. Is that right, what I just said? God knows. God knows. So, people talk about doing things in secret. It's not secret to the Lord. And I know that. And don't you know that? So, the eyes of the Lord, this is our next text, Proverbs 15 and verse 3. The eyes of the Lord is in every place. Every place. Beholding the evil and the good. Beholding the evil and the good. So we got to remember, what was it your mothers used to say and your fathers used to say, and you're doing something mean, and they used to go, God knows what you're doing. That's true. That's true. God knows what you do. So we want to conduct ourselves in such a way as to bring glory, honor, and praise to our King. All God's people say it. Very important that we do that. Again, the battle of the flesh is our message for this evening. We've done 2 points. The first point is you must keep yourself strong how? Spiritually. You must keep yourself strong spiritually. How do you do that? How do you keep yourself strong spiritually? Private worship, public worship, prayer times, and personal Bible study. All that keeps you strong. But you got to do it. You got to make a choice to do it. One of the things that's a blessing to me is, remember, if you're going to not set wicked things before your eyes, you have to deal with things and you have to have strength to hold up. And how does that happen? Keeping yourself strong spiritually. So you have to do that, okay? The book of Psalms, Proverbs 15, I think this is the verse 3. It says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, remember, beholding the evil and the good. So God sees everything. Listen, beloved, I want to be clean where God sees, don't you? And you know where else? You know, even thoughts of iniquity, the thought of iniquity is sin. Do you have bad thoughts? We all do. You know, I confess bad thoughts. If I have a bad thought, I said, Lord, forgive me for that. I wished I hadn't. If you ever do that, you think, oh, I wish my mind would quit that. And the devil, I think, attacks that way. So, the battle of the flesh. You must keep yourself strong spiritually. Number two, set no wicked thing before your eyes. Very important that we do that. Number three. Joshua 1:9 and Isaiah 41:10. It's two verses that I'm going to give you, and I've given these to you in the past. I love these. I always call these power verses. And I think these two texts is, I use these a lot so that I can remember that I'm not alone in the battle. You got me? I like to remind myself that I'm not alone in the battle. And I really like this. Joshua chapter 1 and the verse 9, he says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Everywhere you go, He goes with you. He hears what you say. He sees what you do. All of this is true. All of this is true. The eyes of the Lord are every place, beholding the evil and the good. Turn to Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. All right. Now, this is the second one. You got the text out of Joshua, but this is the second one. Isaiah 41 and the verse 10. "Fear thou not. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Fear thou not, I am what? I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So you're not alone in your battle, is what I'm trying to say. You're not alone in your battle. Your God is with you. He can strengthen your heart. And remember that. I think God's people should pray constantly, off and on, all day long. That's why I do that constantly. I have times when I go out, just me and the Lord alone, and walk out Plymouth Hollow and pray. But we also need to take opportunities to just share what you need with the Lord. To share what you need with Him. It's important that you do it. And He's with you. And He'll strengthen you for what you need. Okay? All right. We're looking at the battle of the flesh. Now let's go ahead and get the fourth one right here. Now remember, this one, especially this one, has to do with people. But here's a warning I want to give you with this text here. This is Proverbs 4, 25 and 27. Proverbs 4, 25 and 27. Trying to catch it right on it, but I can't. Proverbs 4, 25 through 27. It says, "Let your eyes," let me begin at verse 23. "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from you or thee froward mouth," that's a foul mouth, "and perverse lips, put them far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path for thy feet, and let all ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to left. Remove thy foot from evil. That's what he wants you to do. Sometimes people see things and they think they can, you know, get close as they can to it. And then what happens is they end up falling into sin. Don't run with folk who pull you down. Don't run with folk who pull you down or may pull you into sin. Don't do it. And some of them claim to be Christians. Some of them claim to know the Lord. But they try to pull you down and try to pull you into sin. Oh, have you ever had anybody do that? Oh, it won't hurt you to drink one drink. This is water, but you know what I'm talking about. It won't hurt you to take a drink every now and again. It won't hurt to take this drug every now and again. This won't hurt anything. Love it, don't run with folk who are going to pull you down. And you know who is really susceptible to that? Young people. Young people. The devil tries to bring in people their age. That pulls them right in. It pulls them right into sin. So, don't run with folk who pull you down. Don't run with folk who's going to pull you into sin. You don't need to be around them. And if you continue to be around them all the time, it's going to pull you into sin too. Okay? All right, we got one more. And then I'll go over it again at the end. And I hope this is a blessing to you because this is a warning text. It's a warning text. What we're looking at is the battle of the flesh. Do we all fight it? Yeah, we all do. We all do. We all fight the battle of our flesh. How are we going to be strong in fighting it? Well, you must keep yourself strong how? Spiritually. What else do you do? You set no wicked thing before your eyes. Don't watch filth. You say, well, nobody knows. God knows. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's a shame. And what happens, you know what happens with young people? They pick up the same nasty habits sometimes from their parents because they're doing the same thing. They get on them, but they do the same thing. You know what I call that, don't you? They're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. Number three, remember you're not alone in the battle. Who fights with us? Our God does. As the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He beholds the evil and the good. And He's with you every place you go. And He can strengthen His people. Number four, don't run with folk who pull you down. Don't run with folk who pull you down. This goes back to Topeka High School years ago, okay? And one of the things, I was under conviction and hard. The Lord was on me hard. And I knew that if I was going to serve the Lord, I was going to have to make some changes. I was going to have to make some changes from certain people. I was going to have to stop doing a lot of things that I was doing that was wrong. And you know what happened? I said, well, I can't grow and I can't be what I should be unless I get rid of these things. You know what I had to do? I also had to quit running around with certain people. Couldn't run around with them no more. You know why? Pull me into sin. That's what happened. I told the church up in the mountains this, and Neil just so happened to be with me. I had all kinds of friends. I had all kinds of friends, all kinds of them, you know. And we drank and we did the drugs and we did all the cussing and all the stuff that a lot of times young people do. But you want to know a little something? The Lord touched my heart. He touched my heart. And I realized that I tell you what my problem was. I didn't know whether I was really saved or not. How could I be saved and carry on the way that I did? You know, I didn't know. And it was bothering me. And you know what I did? I just went to the Lord. And I said, Master, Lord, I don't know whether I'm saved or not. And I know I've been horrible in the way that I conducted myself. And Master, would you forgive me for the things that I've done? You know what he did? He forgave me. He gave me a clean slate. That's what he did. But I still had to make some changes. I couldn't run around with the same crowd that I run around with anymore. Had to stop it. I ended up having, and Neil's on the very back of the church, but I had all this big crowd I used to run with, and then it was all gone. I got one good friend. I said, I need one good friend, just one good friend to run with. And it's Neil Casto right there in the very back of the pew. He never cussed and carried on, and he went to church and did, he acted like a Christian person. You know what I'm saying? And then I thought, well, I'll just run around with him. He's boring as all get out, but I run around with him anyway. I run around with him anyway, but it was great. I couldn't run with the crowd I was running with. That's why people fall back all the time. And it ain't just young people that fall back either. So, don't run with folk who pull you down. And then the last one is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want you to turn to this one, and then we'll close. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18 and 19. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's move on up to verse 17 and 18. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with what? Don't be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with what? Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know how you get filled with the Holy Spirit? By letting the Word of God dwell in you richly. Letting the Word of God dwell in you richly. What will that do for us? It'll make us strong. And that's how we should be. We're living in a time when people don't walk the way. They profess it, but they don't walk it. And it's getting worse and worse and worse as time goes on. We pray that the Holy Spirit would bring a revival in our land. All God's people said, let's all stand.